Liverpool were many congratulations. As hard-fought victories they come, that was also one as well, wasn't it?
I thought we played well second half at times. We looked a lot better in possession first half. We were poor. We had some nice good words at half-time. We were waiting to be beat. It looked an end-of-season game for us. It looked like we had nothing to play for. I highlighted to the players, like the rest of the staff, done the importance of winning here today. Irrespective of other teams, we can't hand other teams the playoffs on a plate. We must make them work for it. Second half, I thought we'd done that.
And obviously, you're playing against a side who's involved in a relegation battle as well. That also kind of up-tempos their game. There's going to be areas where Chesterfield can exploit, though, in that first half, and it didn't happen, did it?
First half, Barnet were better than us all over the pitch. They were first to the ball. They got on second balls. They looked a threat. They put balls in our box. You know, they were the better team. And, you know, at half-time, these were the things we were speaking about. You know, if you want the season to peter out, that's up to you. So, but it's not right, a club like ours with the season petering out. And they were the words that got told. You know, if we step up to the plate, we can win the game. And I thought the lads stepped up second half. Fair play to them. They stepped up.
Of course, the game came. The goal came from Jay O'Shea. What a spectacular goal it was, too. And Chesterfield were under intense pressure, weren't they? Barnet were forcing corners after corner.
I think the important thing, especially in football, you must get the correct players in the correct areas of the pitch. Unfortunately for Jay, a big criticism I have of the lads is he gets in the wrong areas too often. When Jay O'Shea gets in the last third of the pitch, he's unplayable. The more he gets in the last third, the more goals he'll score, the better we'll do. And this is the thing that I work on with J.O. You know, and it's a mental thing sometimes to keep on his back, to make sure that when he does get in them areas of the pitch, we'll see the special goals that the lad can score. And today was another one.
And again, he's another young player wanting to learn as well and develop.
Yeah, we want to win. They can all learn, they can all develop as much as they want. We want to win.
And the second goal came at crucial time, 12 minutes before the second half as well. And a great work from Tendai down the right.
You know, and this is the thing where we say about good players, you must turn up. Good players always turn up. They don't always play well. Tendai wasn't having the best game that he's ever had. A little bit of magic on the side. All of a sudden, we're 2-0 up and everyone's happy.
And it's Sam Togwell just bursting in midfield. He seems to have done that a lot recently. Is there something you've told him, just to burst into the box?
We've got to get penetration, haven't we? First half, we have no penetration. We play in front of them. We don't get down the side. We don't pass it well. We look the poor team. Second half, all of a sudden, we do get penetration. We pass it better. We score a good goal. We look a better team.
And you want goals from your midfielders as well,
don't
you?
Goals from everywhere. It's something that we look at now for next year. The criteria for coming in the club, we must have goals in the team. Lads here are getting an opportunity to do that. Today, we've come away from home. We scored two. Same with Port Vale. You know, the same last week at Burton. We've done okay and we've won a game. And, you know, fair play to the lads. They take all the plaudits because, you know, they're going out every week under the pressure that if we lose, our season's over. And that's a big pressure for a club like us. You know, because we had great support again today, and fair play to them people for travelling, the same people that go to Dagenham, to Torquay. You know, and I listen to all the shouts at Torquay, we got a lot of stick and the season's over. Season's never over till it's over. Unfortunately for us, our season tonight isn't over. We've got a game at home to Bradford next week. That's a big game for this club and we all can't wait for it.
You made a couple of changes. Richard Brindley left out today and Narman Shenjoui hasn't involved in the 18 at all. What's their situation?
Yeah, we won't. You know, I'd rather concentrate on the game today and the lads that have done the club proud. They're the most important people at this club, the lads who come down to Barnet today and played well for this football club, and that will be the most important media outlet for the weekend. Let's speak about our players.
Is there news to come on them too?
I would imagine so, would you? I would imagine so, yeah.